Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Name three commonly held folk beliefs about health. I bet you're thinking, one, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Two, starve a cold, feed a fever. And if you're a woman, three, drink cranberry juice to prevent urinary tract infections. The latter is so widely accepted that many women grab a bottle of cranberry juice the minute they think there's a problem.
While folk wisdom isn't always accurate, there's something in cranberries that researchers have examined to determine the effect this native North American fruit has on bladder health. Here to explain is Dr. Rose Kavari, assistant professor of urology at the Institute for Academic Medicine at Houston Methodist Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical College in Houston, Texas. Dr. Kavari is also director of research at the Center for Restorative Pelvic Medicine.
Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Kavari. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Lorraine and Linda. It's really my pleasure to be here.
All right, before we talk about the treatment and cranberries, cranberry juice, cranberry capsules, let's just go over the basics of a urinary tract infection. Many women have suffered from it, but not everybody. So would you explain what a UTI is and what the typical causes are?
Sure. So the term UTI actually refers to urinary tract infection, and that's when there is a threshold or a number of bacteria in the urine. And usually we say when it's more than 100,000 per milliliter, then it's a UTI. That's 10 to the power of 5. And then when we think about UTIs, we think about them as lower UTIs, or lower urinary tract infections, or upper urinary tract infections. The lower UTIs are usually just a bladder infection, just a cystitis that you hear commonly. And the symptoms are irritative bladder symptoms. So patients would usually complain of dysuria, which is pain or burning with urination. They may have frequency. They may have urgency, the desire to go urinate. They may have incontinence or worsening of their leakage or incontinence. Some patients would say that they have a hard time starting their flow or starting their urinations. Or they may complain of pain in the lower abdomen. Some patients may have cloudy urine or blood in the urine. However, when we talk about upper UTIs or upper urinary tract infections, the referrer is to the kidneys, and usually we call it pyelonephritis. In those cases, the symptoms are much more severe. Patients have fevers, chills, flank pain, and they're much more ill. For the sake of our discussion and the cranberry use, I'm only going to refer to the lower urinary tract infections, basically the bladder infections or the simple cystitis. However, I do want to comment on a different kind of UTIs that we commonly use in clinical settings, and that's when patients actually don't have any symptoms. We call it asymptomatic UTIs. It's very common. It's common in postmenopausal women, and we find bacteria in their urine, but they actually are not presenting with any signs or complaints or any symptoms.
I don't know if you know the history of the connection with cranberries, but this advice with cranberries really has been going on for quite a long time. What is it in cranberries? What's the active ingredient that has been thought maybe to help prevent or treat these lower bladder infections?
You're correct. Cranberries and any sort of cranberry supplements, it's been used for decades to either prevent UTIs or treat UTIs. When you look at the cranberry itself, majority of it is water, 90% of it is water. And then there's some other organic substances like acid, citric acid, glucose, fructose, or other substances in it. But it looks like it also has a certain molecule or substance that we call proanthocyanidine, or short for PAC, PAX. This molecule prevents the bacteria to stick to the bladder wall and multiply and proliferate. So the main bacteria that causes infection is E. coli, and it commonly lives in our colon and in our rectum. And it has these little threads and projections that helps it to stick to the bladder wall and multiply. And the thought is that if you take cranberry products, this molecule, this substance will prevent E. coli to stick and multiply and cause infections.
Well, we know this is pretty controversial because in doing research for this topic, there are many medical experts that wish cranberry juice or capsules would work. Some people say it does work. Some say it's too soon and there's not enough medical science to recommend this as a treatment for people with UTIs. Would you talk about why it's controversial and what do the studies show?
I mean, I'm actually one of those clinicians that I wished that we had stronger supportive evidence behind it. And this is a question I get from my patients every day. So the most important thing I want to mention to our listeners and my patients is that when we talk about cranberry products, we have to differentiate between cranberry juice and then cranberry supplements, which is basically the capsules, tablets, and other supplements that have the extract in them. When we look at these products in general, there's such a variability in the amount of active ingredient or the PACs in them that it's really difficult to look at the data and understand the research and be able to apply it to everybody. So that's the most important thing, is that not all the studies have a standardized amount of active ingredient in them, so the results are difficult to interpret. And then when you look at the studies and then you differentiate the cranberry juice from the other products, there's really, when you look at the juice itself, it looks like that we know from the research you need about 36 milligrams of PACs, of active ingredient, twice a day to get an effective result to prevent the bacteria from sticking to the bladder. And 36 milligrams of PACs is actually found in 300 cc's of cranberry juice, or 10 ounces of cranberry juice. So basically, patients have to drink 20 ounces of cranberry juice every day indefinitely to prevent one or two extra UTIs per year. This is just not feasible over a long period of time. The cost, the calories, the taste, acidity, it's just the studies have shown patients don't follow this for a long period of time. There's a lot of dropout. So the cranberry juice is actually out. There's really no good supportive evidence for the cranberry juice itself over a long period of time for preventing UTIs. But when we look at the capsules or the tablets, that's where the more of the controversy comes into play in the medical community. And the problem with that, again, is that a lot of the studies have used different formulations and different strengths and different dosing of the cranberry supplementations. There's been studies that actually have used cranberry supplements that don't even have any active ingredient in them. So interpreting that result is really difficult. And that's why I think the problem that we have currently is that a lot of data is out there, but not all of the data is good and is strong and is it's actually representing what the recommendation of the dose of cranberry is. And that's where the problem is.
But if for somebody who is prone to UTIs and they think, well, I would like to try a cranberry supplement, will it be there on the packaging that there's, you know, in other words, the guideline is 36 milligrams mm-hmm. of PACs 2 times a day. Is that going to be on the label that we can see as the consumer when we're buying the product?
Correct. I think now they are all the manufacturers are mandated to put the amount of PACs behind the label. So I ask all my patients to actually look at the supplement that they're taking, and they'll be surprised. Some of them, sometimes you actually have to take the whole bottle to get 36 milligrams of PACs. So there's, again, it's such a huge variation of formulation out there, but they are required to put it in there, and the recommended dose is 36 milligrams twice a day. There are studies that actually have used this recommended dose. So there are two studies that actually lately that came out that got a lot of attention, and a lot of medical community and press were interested in the results that did look at the recommended dose. One of them actually just recently came out from Yale School of Medicine that looked at specific patient population. This is, they looked at patients who were residing in nursing home who were older than 65. They were all women, and they put them on two capsules of cranberry juice supplement. Each one was 36 milligrams, so 72 milligrams, just once a day, though, for a whole year. And then at the end of the year, they checked their urine every 2 months. At the end of the year, they looked back and they looked at their results, and they did not find that the patients who took the cranberry supplements had any less bacteria or pyuria, which is the white blood cell in the urine, compared to the people who took placebo, which is just a water pill. And these patients didn't even have less symptomatic UTIs. And that's what we care about, is the ones that bother the patients, the UTIs that bother the patients. So this is actually one of the biggest trials that everyone refers to, and it's recent and it's extremely well designed. But when you look further into detail, it is still not perfect. We can't generalize this data or this outcome to everybody, because it's on patients who were in nursing home, patients who were older. Their mean age was 85, actually. And so it's a different patient population, and we can't generalize it to everybody.
Dr. Rose Kavari, Assistant Professor of Urology at the Institute for Academic Medicine at Houston Methodist Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical College in Houston, Texas. Thank you so much for joining us on Take Care.
Of course. My pleasure. Thank you.